Thanks, Mr. Chair, and sorry for the interruption. Just have a few very brief announcements. First, I'm pleased to announce that we have two new permanent full-time staff. Mr. Gil Falcone, if you could stand up, is an environmental scientist working in our non-point source unit, working on 401 program. Gil is comes from a marine biology background and is incredibly talented, and we're very, very lucky to have him. Gil worked as a scientific aide for us for quite a long time, and now we're pleased to have him as a full-time permanent staff. Thanks, Gil. And Mr. Forrest Fortescue is an engineering geologist working in our northern timber unit. And Forrest also worked for us first as a student intern and then as a scientific aide for quite a long time, put in his dues, and now we're really, really pleased to have you, Forrest, as a full-time staff. Thank you for joining our team. Lastly, I just wanted to follow up, provide a little bit more explanation for why I attended the State Board's meeting on January 21st. It was to lend our support for a cleanup and abatement account request that we made. Diana Henriol is the champion of this project, and the title of the project is the Eel River Monitoring and Water Quality Awareness Pilot Project. Frankly, that's a euphemism for outreach and education addressing the environmental impacts from marijuana cultivation in the North Coast. So it's to provide funding to do monitoring, to track changes in flow related in North Coast Eel River watershed, and to develop informational brochures related to water conservation and best management practices to prevent pollution associated with activities from small farming operations, including marijuana cultivation. So as Board Member Moore mentioned, this is part of our kind of three-pronged approach to addressing this very real water quality problem in the North Coast. And so we're pleased to have this funding from the State Board. Appreciate the State Board's approval of it and State Board staff helping to make that happen. And we see this project as being kind of dovetailing with the new funding that looks like we'll get as part of the governor's budget to help with outreach and education, as well as developing a regulatory program of some type for this activity. And that concludes my report for this morning. Thank you.
Any questions by board members? Unless I hear to the contrary, I was going to go back to public